الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the ayah that I have quoted before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly, very boldly states that وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ That we have not made eternity for any human on this earth. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul, every person will inevitably taste of death. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ That tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that death from which you flee and run away, مُلَاقِيكُمْ it would grip you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا Wherever you are, on your appointed time, you will be gripped by death. Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا Even though you may be in solid forts. Allah very beautifully in the Quran outlines or defines the life of a kafir in this world. That يَعْلَمُونَ الظَّاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ That they have explored the world. You are traveling New York, midnight. They say the city that never sleeps. They have brought life into this world. With the recent development of our country enjoying that so-called privilege of hosting the World Cup, the sense of joy, jubilation, ecstasy, happiness makes us understand what the Quran is saying. That يَعْلَمُونَ الظَّاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا That this is the pinnacle. This is the ultimate joy in the life of a kafir. There is nothing beyond that. بَلِ دَارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ Allah says when it comes to the knowledge of the year after, his knowledge fails him. بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ Allah says do not be deceived by the exploring of the kafir. Do not be deceived by the investigation of the kafir. Do not be deceived by the moving from to and fro on this earth. That is why the Nabi of Allah had mentioned that أَكْسِرُوا ذِكْرَ عَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ That O my Sahaba, remember in abundance that thing that would put an end to all comforts, all luxuries and all lusts. Sahaba said, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? He said that make the remembrance of death a common practice in your lives. How much are we socially, mentally prepared for this? Allah draws the picture in the Quran where father has to depart from son that kalla idha balagati taraqi wa qila man raq That no, when the soul reaches the collarbone, at that time they say wa qila man raq Call the doctors, call some Mawlana, what dua can we read now? He is breathing fast. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ And the knees meet, the eyeballs turn, the nose bends. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ And the dying man realizes that my time has come to go but I cannot communicate. Make the remembrance of death a common practice in your lives. Allah draws the picture in the Quran that أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ That were you present at that time when Yaqub alayhi salam bid farewell to his children. Imagine, Nabi alayhi salam bids farewell to Muaz ibn Jabal As he's mounted on his conveyance, Nabi alayhi salam dispatches him to Yemen. And then he whispers into his ear that Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. Oh Muaz, perhaps when you return you will not find me. Imagine at the airport the father tells his son, oh my son, you are going, this is the last we meet, when you come you will be no more. And let me tell you that the love that Sahaba Ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I have never experienced that level of love with any human, be it your wife, be it your children, no matter whoever it is, that pinnacle of love Sahaba have displayed it to this ummah. Nabi alayhi salam opens up the news to Muaz that Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi wa bi qabri. That oh Muaz, when you return, you'll not find me, you'll find my masjid, you'll find my qabr. Muaz started crying and sobbing like a baby. Nabi alayhi salam consoles him and he says that oh Muaz, do not fear. Inna awla an-nasa bi al-muttaqun haythu kanu wa ayna kanu. Oh Muaz, do not fear. The closest to me on the day of Qiyamah would be that individual who lived a life of righteousness no matter how far away he died from me. And then Nabi alayhi salam tells him that yassira wa la tu'assira bashira wa la tunaffira, that make life easy for people, do not make it difficult, encourage them and do not discourage them, and listen to what I have to tell you, that iyyaka wa tana'um fa inna ibadallahi laysu bil mutana'imin. That oh Muaz, distance yourself from the comforts of this world, for verily the chosen servants of Allah have nothing to do with the luxuries of this world. My respected brothers, a man is living in a hut, he owns hardly anything, even his heart is attached to this world and he does not want to die. I fear that man who lives in a palatial home, and that man who drives the most luxurious of cars, and that youngster who puts thousands of rands of garments on him each morning, when this critical moment will stare at him, how will he react? There are hadiths of Nabi alayhi salam that explain that before a person leaves this world, shaitan, the devil, appears before him in the form of his late father, in the form of his late mother. The father comes on the right, the mother on the left. Oh my son, abandon Islam. In fact, ulama have written kitabs on the deception of the devil at the time of death. There isn't time to go into details. Can we imagine how critical those moments would be? Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala draws the picture in the Quran that were you present at that time when Yaqub alayhi salam bid farewell to his children, one concern, one fikr, ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Oh my children, I am about to leave this world. Once I am gone, who would you worship and to whom would you turn? In one voice, qalu na'budu ilahak. Oh our father, we understand your greatest concern, your greatest worry is our deen. Let us comfort your soul and let us tell you that we would live a life of piety, upholding the morals and the values that you have instilled in us. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in the throes of death. His son enters, he starts crying. The son pacifies the father. Ama basharaka Rasulullah bi kadha. Oh my father, why are you crying? Repeatedly I heard the Nabi of Allah giving you the glad tidings of Jannah. Why are you crying? He says, oh my son, you have only seen one part of my life. Let me open up before you three eras of my life. Number one, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي وَمَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I remember that part of my life prior to Islam where I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. فَلَوْ مِتْتُ عَلَىٰ تِلْكَ الطَّبَقَ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If I died in that condition, I would have been in the fire of Jahannam. Unfortunately, you and I, at the time of death, we are sorting out our finances, who this car will belong to, who that property will belong to. Sahaba were those individuals that even at the time of death, They left their murderous thinking. Isawi struck with a spear. He says, Fustu Rabbil Kaaba. By the Qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, I am successful. The murderer asked the other Muslim, what success is this man speaking about? I have murdered him. He says, you have murdered him, it means Jannat was. He says, introduce me to this Jannat. He recites the Kalima there and there. What an enviable death. Study the du'as of the pious. A du'a that featured in their lives was, oh Allah, bless me with a beautiful death. Oh Allah, give me a beautiful ending with Iman. Say Ameen, brothers. Nevertheless, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I remember that part of my life prior to Islam where I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. If I died in that condition, I would have been in the fire of Jahannam. Summa ja'ala Allahu al-Islam fi qalbi. And then Allah inspired me with Islam. Fa'ataytu Rasulallah. I came to the Nabi of Allah. I said that, Ubsud yameena. I said, O Nabi alayhi salam, spread out your hands. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took out his hand, I withdrew my hands. In the throes of death, he is narrating this to his son. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, kya baat hai? What is the meaning of this? He says, I am prepared to accept on one condition. Confirm that Allah would forgive all my sins. Nabi alayhi salam tells him that, Ya Amr, Amr alimt, anna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, wa anna al-Hijrata tahdimu ma kana qablaha. Allah would forgive each and every sin of yours. He says, that was the golden part of my life. The same Sahabi, Amr bin As, says, after accepting Islam, I used to sit in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. But, فَلَوْ سُعِلْتُ I quote the words of the Sahabi, فَلَوْ سُعِلْتُ أَنْ أَتَهُ مَا أُتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُطِيخ أَنْ أَمْلَعَ إِلَيَّ إِجْلَالَهُ أُكَمَا قَالَ I used to sit with Nabi alayhi salam daily after accepting Islam. But if someone, today we speak of respect, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal. What respect has this ummah got for its Nabi? What respect have the youngsters of today got for their parents? This Sahabi Amr bin As, he says, I used to sit with the Nabi of Allah daily. But if someone had to ask me to describe the outward appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have excused myself. I used to sit with him, but I never took the courage of lifting my gaze to look at that Mubarak personality. That awe-striking personality would just not consent to my gaze to look at him when the Quran has taken a qasam of that personality. That was love. He says that was the golden part of my life. I wish Allah had taken away my life at that time, but it was not meant. In the riwayat of Bukhari, when the soul is put into the fetus after 3 months, the angel is then commanded, يُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتِ بِكَسْبِ رِسْتَهِ وَأَجَرِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ That will this child be a fortunate child? Will he be a wretched child? The sustenance, the livelihood of each and every person had been decreed by Allah in the womb of his mother. Then he says, the comforts of the world open up before us. He's narrating this to his son in the throes of death. He says, Nabi alayhi salam passed away, ثُمَّ وَلِّينَ أَشْيَارَ The comforts of the world open up before us. فَلَسْتُ أَدْرِي مَا حَالِي فِيهَا But oh my son, I am about to leave this world. That was the golden part of my life. But I fear today that when I stand in front of Allah, how would my Allah fail me? He lifted his hands, he turned himself towards Qibla. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Allahumma innaka amartana fa asayna wa nahaytana fa mantahayna wa la yasa'una illa afuk. That oh my Allah, you have commanded me to do a lot of good. I lived with sins and I died with sins. You have commanded me to abstain from evil. My life was full of sins. When the janazah is brought to the qabr, the angel calls out, Ya bin Adam, kharajta min al-turab, wa utta ila al-turab, kharajta biladan min, wa utta wa kulluka dhunubu. O insan, your journey started from soil, it returned to soil. The only difference is, you left sinless but you returned full of sin. Allahumma la qawiyun fa antasir. Oh Allah, I am not strong that I am going to argue with the angel of death. وَلَا بَرِيءٌ فَاعْتَزِيرُ. Oh Allah, I am not innocent that I am going to prove my innocence. وَلَا مُسْتَنْكِرُ. Oh my Allah, I deny nothing. I admit, I acknowledge. I lived with sins and I died with sins. He recited the kalima and that was the end of it. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرْسُ. The poet said it so beautifully. He says that every man would be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely, snatched. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرَسُ. No security, no doorkeeper would prevent Malakul Maut from entering. Wherever he enters, he is no trespasser. فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّبْضُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish man, O insan, when Allah's camera is watching you, when Allah's angels are recording your every move, how then do you still develop arrogance and openly violate the orders of Allah? قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ. You enjoy the best of homes. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِيمَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Allah says, do you think you are going to live in those dwellings forever? My Ustad used to always say that go and stand at the Qabristan and read those verses. What was the outcome of Fir'aun? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعِ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. What homes, what palaces, what gardens they left behind. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Neither the heavens, neither the earth mourn the deaths. Ajib. In fact, the death of Fir'aun, subhanallah. Mawlana Abu al-Hassan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi puts it so beautifully in his words. That مَاتَ مَلِكُ مِصْرَ بَعِيدًا أَنْ أَرْشِئِهِ بَعِيدًا أَنْ سُلْطَانِهِ لَا تَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِيهِ وَلَا صَدِيقٌ يُوَاسِيهِ وَلَا عَيْنٌ تَبْكِيهِ. The tyrant, arrogant ruler Fir'aun. Allah has his time, Allah has his grace. The sun would set over every empire. He dies in the center of the ocean. بَعِيدًا عَنْ عَرْشِهِ. Far away from his throne. بَعِيدًا عَنْ سُلْطَانِهِ. Far away from his dominion. لَا طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِيهِ. There is no doctor to treat him. وَلَا صَدِيقٌ يُوَاسِيهِ. There is no friend to pacify him. وَلَا عَيْنٌ تَبْكِيهِ. There isn't an eye to shed a tear on his death. Where would you die? Where would I die? I always say that daily we could be passing that very venue where we could be meeting Malakul Maut. But do we consider? Nabi alayhi salam is seated with his companions. Ajeeb. And he draws this manzar of death. He says that, oh my Sahaba, at the time of death, every man calls his family. He looks at his amal, and on one side he looks at his finances and the left and the world that he has left behind. And he addresses each one of them. He says that I am in the thrones of death. All those aspirations and desires that I have are shattering before me in seconds. Those fears that I have are lurking behind me. He interacts with each one of them. One Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Qurs radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting nearby. So he says, أَتَأْذَنْ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ عَلَى هَذَا بِيُعْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, O Nabi Allah, you have mentioned this, that at the time of death, a person calls his family, he looks at his amal, and he looks at his finances. Would you permit me to give this a poetic form? And I will narrate this in poetry to your Sahaba. Nabi alayhi salam gives him permission. The next day the Sahabi comes, Abdullah ibn Qurs. Nabi alayhi salam gathers his Sahaba and he says, listen as to what Abdullah ibn Qurs has to say. Allah give us the understanding. Wallah brothers, it will bring tears to your eyes, tears to your hearts. How the Sahabi paints this inevitable picture that is to dawn upon each and every person. This Sahabi goes, إِنِّي وَأَهْلِي وَالَّذِي قَدَّمَتْ يَدَيَّ قَدَاءٍ إِلَيْهِ صَحْبَهُ ثُمَّ قَائِلِي. He says, my example and the journey that lies ahead of me. سَفَرِي غَرِيب وَزَادِي لَيُّبَلِّغَنِ. That the journey is long The provisions that I have for this journey are very limited. The road is dark. Every person at the time of death, he calls his family, he calls his amal, and he calls his wealth. And he addresses each one of them. Man a'inu ala amrin biyal yawma nazili. He tells them that I am in this predicament, I am about to leave this world. Which one of you three would grant me deliverance, assist me and aid me? First, his wealth comes forward. He was a wealthy businessman who lived in a lap of luxury his whole life. He enjoyed everything of this world. His wealth tells him, أنا الصاحب الذي أطيعك فيما شئت قبل التزايل فأما إذا جد الفراق فإنني لما بيننا من قلة غير واصل. His wealth tells him that as long as you are alive, as long as you are breathing, you derive some benefit from me, and because of me, I would have you admitted in the most exclusive clinics, and I would have the most competent surgeons operating on you. Bamba is our jadd al-firaq. But what does his wealth tell him? That when I see that death has become imminent on you, I would be the first to withdraw. فَقُزْ مَا أَرَدْتَ الْعَانَ مِنِّي. If you want to make use of me, use me now. فَقُزْ مَا أَرَدْتَ الْعَانَ مِنِّي وَعَجِّلْ صَلَاحًا قَبْلَ حَجْفٍ مُعَاجِلٍ. Take me and use me now. Dispose of me. The moment your eyes close, I become the wealth of someone else. Nabi alayhi salam asked his sahaba that which one of you likes his money more than the money of his heirs? Sahaba said, of course, each one of us. He says, what is your money? Is that money that you have invested in akhirat? What you currently have in your possession does not belong to you. If your eyes have to close this very second, that money that you consider to be yours will go to your heirs. That was the first brother, that was his wealth. Then comes the second brother, that is his relative. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ جِدًّا وَحِبُّهُ وَأُوْسِرُهُ مِنْ بَيْنٍ فِي التَّفَاضُلِ غَنَائِي أَنِّي جَاهِدٌ لَكَ نَاصِحٌ إِذَا جَدَّ جَدُّ الْقُرَى بِغَيْرُ مُقَاتِلِينَ. His relatives telling that we are not like your wealth. We will stand with you right up to that critical moment. We will witness you dying, غير مقاتلي, but we will not be able to argue with the angels of death. ولكنني باك عليك ومعوله. We will cry on your death. We will mourn your death in such a way that the world will say that we love you. But does this crying help the dying man? ولكنني باك عليك ومعول ومثن بخير على من هو سائلي. Whoever will come and pay the respects, he will speak highly of you. My father was a great man. This is what he had done. This is what he had done. So many masjids he had put up. So many hajj he had performed. This is what he had done. ومثن بخير على من هو سائلي ومتبع ما شئنا أمشي مشيعا. And then he says, the time would come, Allahu Akbar, that ghusl would be given, you would be wrapped up in your kafan. His relatives tell him that I will stand with you, I will hold you, I will walk you, ila bayti maswaka alladhi anta mudkhalu, to that home, each and every person would have to enter, neither you nor I know the way about. And then urajji'u maqrunan bima huwa shaghili. I would take you, I love you, but I would take you and lower you in your grave. The words of the Sahabi, that since you had taken ill, many of my errands have been left unattended. One person is sick in the house, the whole house is affected, business is in shambles, lack of sleep, lack of this, lack of that, everything is in chaos. He says, I love you, but this is where my help would terminate. I would take you, I would lower you in your grave, and then it is between you and your Allah. كَأَلَّمْ يَكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ حُسْنَةٌ وَلَا حُسْنَ وَدٍ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَابُلِ. That initially it would be very difficult. People will take your name. I would become emotional. I would cry. When I passed the Qabristan, I would cry. But as years and years would pass, with a smile I would say that my late brother is buried there. And I would forget you in such a way as if we had never ever met in this world. This is the reality of what is going to happen. At the death of every man, life continues. One day it would be this man, one day that man, one day that woman, one day that alim. Will my time not come? Qabristans have become full, homes are deserted. There isn't place to bury. When Hazrat Aisha had lost her brother Abdul Rahman, one was Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr, who passed away, Abdullah bin Abi Bakr, who passed away approximately 40 days after the demise of Nabi Ali Salam, when he was struck with a stray arrow and he passed away in this condition. And one was Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr. He passed away in a place called Hubsha. Hazrat Aisha at that time, she was in Medina Munawwara. Hence she could not be present for the burial of her brother. Nevertheless, in years to come while proceeding for Hajj, she said that I could not present myself at the burial of my brother. I am going for Hajj, let me present myself at his grave now. She comes to the Qabristan. Before she enters, she utters few couplets. Wallah brothers, Allah give us the understanding. She says, وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَا نَيْتَحْزِينَةَ حِقْبَةً مِنَ الدَّهَرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَيَّتَ صَدَّعَا. She looks at the qabr of her brother and she says, me and my late brother were like the two ministers of the king of Jazima. Jazima was a king who ruled in Iraq, and he had two ministers who ruled for 40 years. The people used to say that لَيَّتَ صَدَّعَا, that these two ministers are inseparable. She says, me and my brother were inseparable. فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِطُولِ اجْتِمَاءٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. But she says, as life continued, my brother passed away. Life continued. Today it seems as though we had never met in this world. This is the reality of what is going to happen. At the death of every man, life continues. That is why Nabi alayhi salam said, Istahyu min Allah haqq al-haya. O my Sahaba, fear Allah as you ought to have been feared. Sahaba said, we all endeavor to fear Allah. He says, no, you have misunderstood what is meant by fearing Allah. Walakin al-istihya min Allah haqq al-haya. أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعى وأن تحفظ البطن وما عوى ولتذكر الموت والبلى فمن فعل ذلك فقد استحيا من الله حق الحياة. That, oh my Sahaba, fearing Allah means fear your head and fear every organ in your body. Fear your stomach and what you consume. ولتذكر الموت والبلى, and think about death, and constantly think about that time when your bones would decompose and disintegrate in the qabr. If you think about that daily, then you have feared Allah. That is the second brother, that is his relative. Then comes the third brother. أَنَا الْأَخُ لَا تَرَى أَخَلَّكَ مِثْلِي عِنَّ كَرْبِ الزَّلَازِلِ. The third brother tells him that I am that invisible brother of yours. I will take you through the subsequent stages of death. I am your a'mal. لَدَى الْقَبْرِ تَلْقَانِي هُنَالِكَ قَاعِدًا. His a'mal tells him that I would be the first to sit in your grave, and when the angels come and question, I will answer on your behalf. أُجَادِلُ عَنْكَ الْقَوْلُ رَجْعَ التَّجَادُلِ. Like they say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. He says, I will sit in your grave. I will fight your case. I will argue on your behalf. أَقْعُدُ يَوْمًا فِي الْكِفَّةِ الَّتِي تَكُونُ عَلَيْهَا جَاهِدًا فِي التَّسَاقُلِ. I will sit on your scales. I will take you through the severity of the day of Qiyamah. And I would not leave until I have not seen you enter into Jannatul Firdaws. بَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَبَكَى الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Sahaba who are conscious of Akhirat, Allah forgive, my heart is devoid of Akhirat, your heart is devoid of Akhirat. It couldn't touch our eyes, it couldn't touch our hearts. Sahaba started crying. When this Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Qurz used to come, Sahaba used to tell him that repeat those couplets. Brothers, there's so much I could tell you. وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ تَمُرُّ سَعَاتُ أَيَّامِ. The poet says that the minutes of my hours, the hours of my days, the days of my months, and the months of my years are gradually passing by without me thinking about death. أَنَا الَّذِي يَغْلِقُ الْبَابَ مُجْتَهِدًا عَلَى الْمَعَاسِي. I am that very one who used to shut the door and disobey Allah. وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ تَنْزُرُنِي. But in the back of my mind, I knew that a day is to come that I would have to stand in front of Allah. He continues, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. He says, in the thrones of death, I can hear them calling doctors, call this doctor, call that doctor. What does he say? وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. But I know that the days of cure are gone. It is time for me to meet my Allah. And then he continues, سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا. That very soon, in the thrones of death, my soul is going to depart. وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَهَا. And the first thing that is going to happen is my saliva is going to become bitter. My respected brothers, that man who puts thousands of rams of garments and deodorants on him each morning, opened that man's grave after 3 days. Wallah, it emits such a foul smell that the whole Qabristan starts smelling. And then he says, وَأَلْبَسُونِي ثِيَابًا لَا ثِمَامَ لَهَا. They brought me food, they gave me ghusl. They made me wear a garment which has no sleeves. وَقَدَّمُونِي إِلَى الْمِحْرَابِ. They brought me close to the mihrab. وَصَلُّوا صَلَاةً لَا رُكُوعَ لَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَ لَهَا لَلَّهُ يَرْحَمُنِي. They performed a salah that has no ruku, no sujood.